I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained. I am this week's host, Wilhelm, or William, and I am joined by my henchwoman.
I killed two people this morning. My name is Anne-Marie.
An admission of murder, is it? That's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah, we're coming to you live in your ears, but this has been recorded in a day in advance on Friday. Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. But I just want to say a little heads up there. Robert the Doll, I don't know if anyone is familiar with him, but we did a little Patreon on him there this week, and he broke my microphone. So I am currently on a cheapy little headset that I actually got out of the Eurostore. So I apologize for the sound of my voice, as always.
And this is also an apology for the sound of your voice of a normal time as well.
The whole thing, really. I just apologize in general.
The whole thing. To start this week, I just want to say a big thank you to our new patron, Kimmy E. Thanks so much, Kimmy, for signing up to the Patreon. It means a lot. And if you haven't done so already and would like to, you can follow the link in today's show notes to our Patreon, where you'll get a bonus episode every week called Motu Weird Wednesdays.
Oh, thank you, Kimmy. Kimmy, look at my. Thank you, Kim. You are the reason for us living.
Jesus, that's very loaded, Annie.
So, the poor girl.
Our one Patreon thing is the reason for pressure. You living.
No pressure.
Now, Annie, I did send you over a little script.
I did. I have it here. It looks as exotic. I can't wait for this.
Are you ready to get into it?
Oh, let's go, bitch.
Dulce, New Mexico is located right on the Colorado-New Mexico border. It is a quaint town with a population of just under 3,000 people. It is also the tribal headquarters of the Jicarilla Apache Reservation. This downright bizarre story begins in the 1970s, where the town was plagued with a host of cattle mutilations that left the locals and officers well stumped. These mysterious cattle mutilations would go on to pique the interest of Paul Frederick Benowitz, an American businessman and self-proclaimed UFO investigator. Benowitz was somewhat obsessed with UFOs. He had mind-boggling theories on extraterrestrials and their intentions for the human race. Benowitz believed that UFOs were controlling the human race through the use of electromagnetic devices. He also claimed he had evidence to back up his claims. But unfortunately, I could not find this evidence, and that's not to say it doesn't exist. When Benowitz heard about the cattle mutilations taking place in Dulce, he began to focus his attention on the small town. it was there that he began to intercept what he said were electronic communications originating from alien spacecraft. After zeroing in on these strange communications, Benowitz believed that he had located a secret alien facility buried deep underground, what he called Dulce Base. What are you thinking? Imagine coming across that, intercepting weird. Maybe it's just Atlantic 252.
Maybe it's just a radio station. And remember Atlantic 252? So like in Ireland, that was this like pirate radio station that played like all the top bop hits. And Jesus, you used to be mad about it there and get it on the radio. And it was absolutely brilliant because there'd be Backstreet Boys and there'd be like, you know, like Eternal... and Boyzone back in the day, and all did play all the great ones. But I love when somebody has like a day job, like this man with a briefcase and I'm sure a suit and tie and a very respectable looking guy. I love when a guy that you think wouldn't have an interest in UFOs is like a secret investigator. In the daytime he sells shoes, in the nighttime
jobbing.
He's a UFO chaser.
He's obviously happy to do it. Benowitz's involvement in Dulce would end here. Unfortunately, in 1988, his family checked him into a psychiatric facility. It's worth noting that Benowitz had in fact been admitted to a mental health facility on three occasions after suffering severe delusional paranoia. But his friends in the UFO community claimed that this was because Benowitz had been fed false information regarding UFOs, which has resulted in him having a type of breakdown. After his death, this conspiracy theory would prove to be true. A former special agent for the US Air Force Office of Special Investigations, Richard Doughty, came forward and claimed that in the 1980s he was tasked by the US government with hoaxing documents and feeding false information to UFO researchers, including Benowitz.
Oh, well, it's my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare is getting locked up in a hospital. Why is that hospital? Because I know something to be true, but everyone else thinks I'm a maniac. And if everyone else thinks that you're like crazy, then you're probably going to be locked up in a hospital. But actually, in the end, it was true. It's my nightmare.
I could easily snap you, I think. Like, feeding you false information.
Oh my God. Today, I am 100 times more likely. Today, I am lying in my dressing gown on the bed with my hair not even brushed.
Normal Thursday, I'd say for you. At this point in the story is where Phil Schneider comes in. In 1979, Schneider was hired as an explosives expert, helping to build classified underground bases for the US government in Dulce, New Mexico. In 1995, Schneider came forward with a mind-boggling story he had kept quiet for all those years. Schneider was suspicious about the underground base he was helping to build when he saw so many Special Force Green Berets around the camp. One day, him and a work team were tasked with extending a cavern deep underground that they had already excavated. This excavation was vertical. Straight down. The team started drilling four enormous holes into the rock, which was the standard way to start construction, Schneider said. These holes were nearly 100 feet deep or more, all standard procedure. But what emerged from these holes was not at all part of standard procedure.
All this black sooty air came up out of the holes when we started drilling. I decided to take a closer look to see the team. So the team lowered me in a green beret down into one of those holes. As I reached the bottom of the hole, I was overcome with a stench that was worse than the worst garbage can you have ever smelt. As the smoke cleared, I found myself just feet away from a big, grey, 7-foot-tall alien. Two of them. These entities were absolutely horrible. I quickly fumbled for a pistol I was carrying and shot and killed two of the beings, but not before one of them could emit a strange and harmful energy of some kind. The alien made a sort of circular motion with his hand, waving it in front of his chest. The next thing I know, this blue beam hit me and just literally opened me up like a fish.
Retelling his story to an audience gathered at the 1995 Preparedness Expo, Schneider raised his hand, revealing that this alien had burnt off some of his fingers on his left hand. It also, at the time, burnt his shoes off and even burnt his toenails off.
You could do with that. You have those big yellow claws on your feet, those fungus infested
toenails. Annie, I think you're talking about your own now. Come on, we all know.
I could do it there and get them burnt off. This is absolutely terrifying. These things were under the ground, he's saying. They were just living there under the ground. Oh, yeah. Holy God. Like mole aliens.
Like
7 foot tall mole aliens.
Literally like mole aliens, you're right. The Green Beret came to Schneider's rescue, but in doing so, lost his own life. The soldier pushed the button to raise Schneider above ground to safety and stayed below to fight the creatures. He was never seen again. 66 people lost their lives that day, he claimed. 2 survivors, he said, are living in nursing homes in Canada. They are protected by the Canadian government and no American citizen is allowed to access them. Schneider claims that this is because they were scared of being kidnapped.
There's a war under there and it's been going on since that time. You know, there are 1,477 underground bases around the world, 129 of which are located in the United States. Each of these bases costs $17 billion or more. Military forces from multiple countries have been engaged in such warfare with aliens. It is our right to know what exactly is taking place.
Very creepy, isn't it?
Is he saying that? He's saying that there's a war going on under the ground, like, the whole time, that they're all running around out
there.
Yeah,
so, but then I kind of thought, like, is it like, are they demons? Is there actually demons living down in the earth?
Yeah, but if there were demons, oh my God, stop, I
love that. This is freaking me out of a Thursday morning.
This is freaking me out. I'm not having to brush my teeth.
Oh,
yet.
Do you want to get even more freakier? What? Schneider would go on to tell his story to conferences and do television interviews, relaying his story and also offering up more information about a so-called war that was taking place underneath these bases. He had reason to believe that these alien creatures had been living underground in their own bases for hundreds of years. He told that at these human bases, genetic engineering, mind control experiments, and a whole host of mind-bending things were taking place. Now, I know it may be easy to dismiss this as pure fiction, but that doesn't explain the vast number of Dulce residents who have witnessed UFOs in their skies and swore blind to seeing strange creatures roaming the landscape surrounding Dulce, including Bigfoot, by the way.
Oh, he's in the mix as well. He's running around there as well. Oh, lovely. Throw more in. Demons, aliens, throw in Bigfoot. Go on,
throw them all in there to the one place. It's like a party. It's like a party in Dulce, yay! Bring your cryptid. Schneider, on many occasions, would tell the crowds he spoke to that he feared for his life. On one occasion, he told an audience that he was terrified to drive home alone as he feared he would be murdered. He told them that he has been shot at, and on one occasion, he was run off the road. On January 17, 1996, after not being seen for 5 days, Schneider was found dead by his landlord. The autopsy report listed the cause of death as unknown, and blood work was, of course, taken. Bizarrely, it was later discovered at the memorial home that Schneider had surgical tubing wrapped around his neck, something officers failed to notice, or perhaps wasn't there when they initially came across his body. This tubing was wrapped twice and extremely tight. His cause of death was then changed to suicide, something his family refused to believe. To add more mystery to this case, his blood work went missing. So, Annie, was Schneider murdered in the bid to silence the underground alien threat?
My God, you have just cracked the world in two. Mm. I was just going about my daily business and now there's an underground war going on with fucking What? With aliens and Bigfoot is running around in there. It's like a reunion for every cryptid we ever met in our life.
Yeah, it's very...
not able
very,
for it.
Very, very weird. So his death, yeah, was very, very strange. His family maintained like that he was not suicidal whatsoever. And that, they were saying that his catheter, like he used that to wrap around his neck and killed himself. But the way his body was found, they were like, that's not possible. And also, nobody noticed it around his neck whenever they found him, and it was only at the memorial home that they found it. So it's like as if somebody, you know, put that around his neck because they classed the death as unknown, so they took blood work, you see. It's like they didn't do the job properly.
Yeah.
So if they had been like for suicide, apparently, in the documentary I was watching, that they wouldn't have done that. It would have been just like, and as well as that, other stuff like belonged to him when they took at the time was went missing. It was very, very weird. Very weird. But I did, when I was researching this story, he had a friend that kind of worked with him. And his friend was also like murdered in suspicious circumstances. He like used to do this UFO newsletter, and some of the stuff like he used to say in the newsletter was like he'd go back and like aliens in history, and he'd talk all about the Aztecs and talk about how like these alien creatures like love like human blood and stuff, and they love like human flesh. So like back in the Aztec times, that's why they offered up people to like the gods, because the gods were the aliens and
sacrifice
stuff. And that Bigfoot is a type of alien that these other aliens use to like do like manual labor and stuff, and they like Bigfoot lives in parts of the earth as well. It's all very crazy. But I was like, imagine if it's all true and that's why they murdered him. Crazy.
Oh my God. So basically what you're telling me is I need to hire bodyguards. Like I need to hire security.
Yeah.
I have just moved into a very unsecured, basically, trailer. And now you're telling me that I have to get some big bodyguard to be minding me the whole time and standing outside the door, because we are revealing the truth on this podcast every week. I mean, the people could come
Well, actually, this story has a lot of deaths surrounding it when people cover it. I'm not joking yet. Multiple people have died. So your wife, Annie, her, like, she's very accessible.
I'm very accessible. I don't even have a lock for the door and the thing. Come here though. See this story, right? Like up until the bit where he gets murdered, and I totally believe that. You can kind of be like, yeah, like whatever. But then why, and we've come across this in other stories as well, why are they important enough for somebody to come and basically kill them, and then afterwards to make it look like they killed themselves, creep into the morgue and tie a bit of catheter around his throat and be like, there you go now. Self-explanatory. Like, that is terrifying that, like, people near to these cases die. So that makes me feel like there's something that it is being covered
up. Also, it's worth noting that Schneider's father worked for the US government, but more so in, like, I think, actually, no, sorry, that... Yeah, he did. He worked for the US government, more so in Europe, and he filled a few different roles, but he's also connected to the Philadelphia experiment in some ways, and there's a bit of evidence to suggest that he was part of like some of these like weird experiments that went on there. So he has like a weird like kind of lineage or whatever to fucking US government, like weird fucking situations. But but the people in Dulce, like I've watched a like news report, and they interviewed like locals who are like, yeah, we've seen things in the sky, and they have pictures, and all these weird things happen like around Dulce apparently.
Okay, that's our next holiday destination then.
If you're from Dulce, New Mexico, ring in the show.
Yes. Oh my God. And tell us if you're after seeing that and weird out in the garden. I will never look at a foxhole the same way. I'm like, oh yeah, that's where all the aliens who use Bigfoot as a slave live. That's fine. And that's really mean that they use, just because Bigfoot's really big and strong, like they just use him to carry shit around the place. Here, Bigfoot. Yeah. I could do it today, moving house, moving stuff out of the house into the mobile.
You are your own Bigfoot, though, Annie.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Now it's that time of the week where we ask a Bigfoot absolutely anything. Are you ready?
I'm ready for this. Give it to me, bitch.
Mariandia Catherine Berthold asks, you have 2 minutes to give a speech on anything. What would your topic be?
Don't be an asshole. Why it takes a lot more energy to be an asshole than just to be sound. So why are you being an asshole? That's my speech. Thank you.
Oh my God. David Mills writes in, he said, true or false, Elijah Wood?
False.
Vicky Scruton writes in and she says, if you had to pick any food item to become, what would it be and why?
Oh, I think I'd be something exotic, like a mango, because I'm really nice on the inside and I'm still sweet and juicy, but you have to work really hard. You have to work really hard to get in there and cut me up. So you're only going to go for me if you really, really want me. If you really want me, because I'm a lot of work, but I'm still worth the reward.
You're not. It's rotten inside the mango.
Jennifer Walker Cassius writes in, she says, Annie, is your new home one that will stay in one spot or is it one that you will take to different places?
No, she's stationary now. She's on blocks. She's on blocks and she is slightly falling towards the ditch. I know it was yesterday, something rolling across the floor, so I have to cure it just a little bit more. No, it's quite big and it has to be transported on a low loader. But thank you. I would like to get a little minivan then for just going around on the weekends and throwing a mattress in the back of it, and that would be my motorhome. Thank you. All donations are gratefully accepted.
I'm worried that this mobile home won't last the winter for a storm.
It really mightn't.
You'll be upended.
First big storm and all my fancy crockery will be like fucking after flying out the window, the thing will be on its side.
Sean Ellis writes in and he says, Annie, what's your favourite cryptid?
Oh, Bigfoot. As you know, I like a big hairy man. And I have said this before and I'm not ashamed to say it. I think he'd throw you around the place and show you a bit of crack.
Oh my God, you're smutty. Ian Marriott writes in and he says, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, just peace, just world peace. What would I like for Christmas? I don't really need anything there. I'd like a new vintage gold chain, some kind of jewellery. I'd like a chain. But it doesn't have to be an expensive one, but nothing out of Argos now. I don't want one of them. So I'll send you the P.O. box. You can send it to there, lad. Thanks a million.
Danny Middleton writes in, she says, I keep missing your week for questions, Will. So let's combine this. Annie, if you could magically turn Will into anything, what and why?
A decent human being with a longer temper would be nice. Because I tell you one thing, he snaps like a twig. Snaps like a twig. I got the head off me this morning because I banged off my microphone. Like an animal.
No, you got the head off you because you banged your microphone and then blamed me for it. That's why.
I mean, the source could not be identified at the time and the case is still open. So, I don't know. If I die of like fucking venomous looks some stage, it'll be from William.
And if I die from being surrounded by a stupid, stupid girl, it'll be because of you.
She wanted to ask you something, didn't she?
No, she just said, let's combine it. If you could magically turn me into anything, what and why? Oh, that's what she said. Listen to the people's questions, goddammit. Alison Scott writes in, she says, Isabella would like to know what your dream job was as a child.
Oh, hi Isabella. You're so sweet. I wanted to be an artist. Yeah, I wanted to be an artist, and I'm still working on it. Thank you. But yeah, that was my dream job. What was your dream job? She's so cute. She's going to be like super great at something someday. She'll be a doctor.
Yeah, she'll be something fantabulous, I'm sure.
Fantabulous.
Janique Leslie Cauldron writes in, she says, Annie G, what is the weirdest object you have ever seen in someone else's home?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh God, the weirdest object. God, I don't know. There's this thing up in Dublin, and there was this statue that like every second house had in their window. And it's not like the weirdest object, but like, do you remember this, Will? Like, it was this, it was just this kind of like late, like this kind of piece of art, right? That was obviously quite affordable, and everyone in Dublin was like in the inner city Dublin was like, that's gorgeous, I'll get it from your window. And then it was in every second window. And I was like, that's such a piece of shit, I really dislike it. And then I just kind of thought it was a joke or something, and it just kept happening. Every window that you go by, it was in it. And then my flatmate came home one day, and she was like, I got this, I always see them and they're really lovely. And I was like, what? I think you get it up in Mary Street in Dublin or something. And then it was in our flat window, and I was like, that is so strange, like, why is that thing in our house?
The Lady on the Rock.
What?
Lady on the Rock.
Lady on the Rock, that's what it's called. You know this thing. Anyone who's lived in Dublin knows this. I'll try get a picture of it for you guys.
Oh, you are in for a world of pain, lovey. Alison replied to Janique at the time, and she said, my late father-in-law had large framed posters all over his living room walls of naked men, full frontal nudes. It was very awkward first meeting.
Oh my God, what an absolute legend.
Oh my God, very, very strange. Jo Williams writes in, she says, most of us have a drawer or cupboard that's full of junk. Imagine Monica and Friends with her secret messy closet. If you could root through anyone's, whose would you choose and why?
Oh my God, that is such a good question. Okay, so I know he probably has people to do this for him, but like Donald Trump's, because I read somewhere that back in the day, when he had a desk that he worked at, like that somebody opened it once and it was full of like cold medicine, you know, those pseudoephedrine stuff. And that his drawer was like absolutely overflowing with this stuff, because a lot of people think that he was like, you know, on the old cold medicine the whole time. But I'd say like Donald Trump's drawer, imagine the filth, imagine the absolute dirt that would be in there, and all his hair products and stuff like that, and his comb and his tan. I would like the tan, the mousse that he uses. I'd love to see all that stuff, like his personal items. Like, I'd love to see like what he, like, I'd love to see what kind of fucking mega hold hairspray he's using on that fucking thing on top of his head. It actually, like, I used to watch him on and just stare at the hair and just want, like, I can't see what way it's arranged, like, you know.
Did you ever see that video where he's on a talk show and they mess up his hair and it's just like, whoa?
No, does he let them?
Yeah. You just look it up. Deborah K. Lambert Finch says, if you saw something unbelievable like UFO or a ghost or a dragon, who's the first person you discuss it with and why?
Like, obviously Will, because I think that, like, you don't believe me in general about lots of things, but I think you would believe me about this. But then, actually, I think that you might actually gaslight me and be like, oh, Annie, and actually, like, actually try to drive me insane by saying that you don't believe me. Because I don't think that most people, it's my worst nightmare, like the guy in this story, that you see something, it's true, nobody believes this, and then you just go crazy.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'd hope you tell me anyway. I'd try and not laugh in your face.
It hasn't worked up to this point. Continue.
Debbie Robertson writes in. She says, cake or death?
I might have cake, please.
Imagine you're like, debt. Chuck Jordan writes in. He says, what? Or did you happen to meet Tony Hawk? Is a hawk? Did you happen to meet Tony Hawk when he went around Ireland with a fridge?
No, I read about the story. I don't know what the fridge thing was. No, I didn't meet Tony Hawk. I would love to meet him. He seems like a very, very super dude. And plus, I got really into skateboarding watching the Olympics this year. And I was like, oh, if I was a young kid again, maybe that's what I want to do. And I was absolutely, absolutely amazed by it. And I've never really met any famous Americans when they came. Like, Matt Damon was here for a lot of COVID. I didn't meet him either because he was in the fancy part of Dublin where all the stars hang out. Lousy on.
He's a dope anyway.
Is he? Shade. Why?
Because he was a teacher, didn't he? He came out and said in an interview there that he didn't realise that saying the word, like the F word in relation to like gay people was wrong, and his daughter had to correct him in the house once because he used to use it so often, like as in like, oh, shut up, you F. And then she had to like explain to him that he shouldn't be using that word and stuff. And he said it in an interview when he was promoting a film there recently. And then everyone was just like, what an absolute tick. Fucker, like.
What a dope. Okay, all right, I'm taking it back then. I'm glad I didn't.
And he said something else as well, another time, I think. Oh, he said something about like, oh, the Me Too movement, and whenever women were coming forward, and he made like some comment as well, like as if like, oh god, like you can't do anything or something stupid. He's a tick. He's
yeah,
an idiot.
You can't do anything, like assault women. Okay. Bye-bye,
I can't
Martin.
Remember exactly what he said, but you can look it up. It's in publications. Alison Scott writes in. She says, what was the full story with the chicken burger?
Okay, I think we've done this a few times, so I'm not going to hold these up near the people who know it. But basically, I have this hanging over my head for the rest of my life, because one night back in the day, like about 20 years ago, when we were out one night and after quite a lot of alcohol, I just get a little bit like, sometimes I get a little bit sassy.
Violent?
Sassy. I prefer the word sassy.
I'd say physical.
I prefer the word sassy. And I just like kind of like do mad, like impulsive kind of things. And we were after going to get like chips, this big thing here, like to go get like to go to the fast food place and get like chipper or whatever on your way home. And Will was walking along like, I don't think we even had an argument. Will was walking along like just taking a first bite of his chicken burger, like really enjoying it. And I just looked at him and I was like, yeah. And I just slapped it out of his hand. And it just went flying onto the floor. And he was like, what the fuck did you do that for? And I was like, I don't know. Just did it. That was a chicken. And I have never to this day, never an argument comes up that he doesn't bring up the fucking chicken burger.
Yeah, well, you've kind of told that story to 90% truth. I'll add that we had queued up after the nightclub to go to the chipper, but in the town that we lived in, when you queued up after the nightclub to get your food, it was like trying to get on a famine ship. Like,
yes.
With no pivot. It was just like massive queues. Like, it took ages to be finally served and finally get your food. Annie was before me, and then she was waiting outside, and I came out with my happy little chicken burger. Meanwhile, Annie was probably after eating like half her meal. And you know the way after a nightclub, you're starving. And I took one bite out of the chicken burger, and then her eye went cockeyed, and she just slapped it out of my hand onto the ground and cackled for about 15 minutes non-stop. And I was like, this bitch is an absolute plague on my life. That's the type of person you're dealing with, people. That's the type of person you're dealing with. And I've yet to get an apology for it.
Oh, shove it up your fucking pie hole.
Oh, here we go. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. Wow, that was absolutely lovely.
Swivel on it.
High hole.
Swivel on
it. Annie, I think you better sit down because we're getting this absolute stinker. Of a weird news story, which I've closed the tab on my Safari, and now I'm going to have to just get it up there. 2 seconds there with me there now. Delay on the news today, guys. Normally we're very quick with it. Bit of a delay today. Millionaire Pooch is selling Miami villa once owned by Madonna. That's right, a dog is selling a house. Gunter, the German Shepherd, spent a recent morning playing with his tennis ball, rolling in grass, slobbering a little and napping a lot later. Later, he had a meeting with a real estate agent selling his Miami mansion that his handlers bought from Madonna. And of course, Gunter was wearing his very, very best fake diamond dog collar for the meeting. His real gold collar is back at his main home in Tuscany. As crazy as it sounds, even by Florida standards, Gunter inherited his vast fortune, including the 8-bedroom waterfront home once owned by the Material Girl singer from his grandfather, also named Gunter the fucking 15th or whatever. At least that's what his handlers, who manage his estate, say. The Tuscan style villa with views of Biscayne Bay went on sale Wednesday for 31 million, a whopping markup from the purchase 2 decades ago from the pop star for 7.5 million. The home also boasts a gilded framed portrait of the old grandfather dog over the living room fireplace. The dog's lineage dates back decades to when Gunther III inherited a multi-million dollar trust from late German Countess Carlotta Liebenstein when she died in 1992. Since then, a group of handlers have helped maintain a jet-setting lifestyle for a succession of dogs. There are trips to the Milan and the Bahamas, where the latest Gunther recently dined out at restaurants every evening.
his handlers like to make sure he's well socialized. Basically, this dog was left a trust fund, and now he has the life of Riley. And the trust fund is now worth $500 million.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. The
what is this world? Like, sometimes I just, like...
Yeah, a dog. A dog was left this. And he's had the life of Riley.
His dog, his father before him and his father before him.
Because some mental bitch left all her money to the dogs. And then they just continued the lineage. She obviously had a few, things in the clause to be like, well, the German shepherd must be preceded by another German shepherd. And this line should continue. And they have a board of trustees. And that's, imagine, they're delighted to be on that board. Sure, that's their job, is just to, mind this money and throw a few balls for the dog to run around. And they're like, right, lad. They obviously all put their heads together and was like, right, if we make this trust fund work, we'd have a job for life, and then probably can just, put our family in the roles when we are retiring.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, oh, why doesn't somebody not... No, I would never... I'm not... saying that they should do this, but if they got rid of the dog, then wouldn't they? But sure, they wouldn't, because then they wouldn't have a job anymore, because their whole job revolves around the dog.
Yeah.
Here's us begging people for £5 a month, and this dog has $500 million, and I just can't deal with the world some days.
Absolutely mental, carrying on, isn't it?
I bet he's a little bitch, though.
You're jealous of the dog now, look at you.
I am absolutely jealous of this. I'm fucking damn right I'm jealous of the dog.
Just after ruining your weekend.
I'm ruined. This whole thing is after ruining my fucking day. I was in great form. And now there's fucking a world underneath the world we live in, where there's aliens shooting off your fingers and fucking cryptids running around with suitcase going, yes sir, no sir. And then there's a fucking war going on down there. And now there's dogs that have more wealth than fucking all of India put together. I can't.
And come here, I want to cast your mind back there now, because we might be after uncovering something with this today's story. Do you remember when we did that object number one and the alien was underground and they discovered that alien underground?
Yes, and they said that they had secret mind powers.
I know. Is it true, Annie?
I don't know. I have to go paint something.
Do you
want
to go to the Alloy Caves?
No, I have to just go paint something. I'm not really a wall. I don't even mean anything that takes any time. I just need to look paint a wall white and not think about anything that we spoke about in the last hour. Thank you.
Let's go into some caves like the Alloy Caves and the Burn and stay overnight and see.
How about you go in and I'll follow you? And I'll bring the food and water and the map for the way out.
We'll be in there and then I'll be like, oh, what is that horrible smell, like garbage? And I'll be like, oh, it's just you. You're not wearing a nappy. Goodbye. Join us next week for more Mysteries of the Unexplained. I love you. Annie probably likes you. Goodbye. Annie, I can't believe you're not saying that you love our listeners. You are an absolute dog. A dog with no money, though. Not like Gunther.
Fucking hell. What is the world, though? What is going on?
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.